A logo emerges from static. HBO. Older footage of Sam plays.
This is an off the book question, but I'm wearing Spanx. And I tried to pee. Tell me how it works. Cause I just pissed all down my butt crack. And that made me feel like I got a defective pussy. Like, is my pussy too big? Is the Spanx made for like little bitch pussies? Cause I did, I opened it as wide as the Spanx would let me. And all my pee still went up my ass crack. It's a personal problem that I'm only having. White women have little pussies in us too. The whole world's crazy, bro.
A line wraps around outside.
So no matter what happens tonight, respect the fact that I came out here with a wet ass and still tried to give y'all a fucking show.
A title, Salute Me or Shoot Me.
The fuck, man? This shit is dope. My life is changing like a motherfucker. I'm engaged. I am. I'm in love and shit. Who's in love? Who's in love? I'm in fucking love, dog. I'm in love. Who cares? Whatever. I don't care. I'm doing it, though. And this is the hardest shit I've ever done. Like, love is hard as fuck. And I feel like old people try to warn you about that shit. Like, old people try to tell you. You know, they give you their old riddles. Love is long when it's strong and when it's gone. Whatever the fuck. But you don't listen. When old people talk, young people don't listen because you're just like, shut up, you old bitch. You don't know anything. You fucked up your life. I'm going to live my life right. My love is going to be easy because love is easy. And that's what I believe. Like, if it's true love, it's easy because I was believing Tyler Perry and Disney and shit. And now I'm in love and this is the hardest shit I've ever done. It is work, dog. And the reason why it's hard, I realize why it's hard is because you got to care every day. That's what makes love hard. You gotta give a fuck every day. Like every day, I gotta care about my fiance. Every day. Every day, I gotta care about her, dog. Every day. And it's like, I even grow with you or nothing like that. Like when you put it in perspective, you know what I mean? It's like, I don't even know you that well to be caring about you every day like this. And I don't do anything every day. There's nothing I do every day, bro. I don't brush my teeth every day. None of y'all do. Suck my dick. My grandmother was dying. I didn't care every day. I definitely took days off. I knew it was happening. There was days she would call and be like, Nana, why are we doing this? Goodbye. Ugh. I get it. You're old. Just go. It's fine. We don't got to do all this. It's hard. It's hard to care every day, bro. And now, especially because, like, you know, I'm a provider in my relationship. You know, I got to make the money. I got to do the shit. You know what I mean? So I'm out here. I'm making deals. I'm doing what I got to do. And then my girl, she'll be doing nothing, you know, because she's not killing it every day. We got to keep that in perspective. Every one of her days isn't a banger. You know what I mean? And she'll interrupt my handling stuff with her nothing. Nothing. And because I gotta care every day, I gotta act like her nothing is as important as my handling stuff. Cause I gotta care. So I'll be out doing what I gotta do, and then she'll text me like, guess how much I paid for this hat? And I gotta guess, cause I gotta care. So I guess. I'll be like, I don't know, $50? And she'll be like, nope. It's like, well then bitch, I'm done guessing. We're not doing this all night, baby girl. This is crazy. I got shit to do. It's also especially hard because I'm the dude. I'm like the guy of my situation. And I do believe in that. I do believe in masculine and feminine energy. I don't believe it's attached to your genitalia, but I do believe it fucking exists. It's in the world, you know? And I also don't believe it's consistent. It could be fluid. It could change by hour or minute. Or fucking day. But in the morning when you wake up, someone's the dude and someone's the chick. And most of the time, I'm the dude. You feel me, dog? I'm the dude. Like, being the man, it's trash. Like, I don't like it. I don't like it. I know you don't like it. I hate it, bro. I hate it. I hate being the man. I don't want to do it no more. Like, honestly and truly, I want to quit. I want to quit. Like, I literally lay in the bed at night sometimes and I pray and I'm like, God, take me back to sucking dick. Take me back to sucking dick. What a nice life I had when I was out here just blowing niggas. My life was beautiful. My life as a dick sucker, amazing. When I put it in perspective, compared to the life I'm living now, trash. Trash. This being a man shit, get me the fuck out. I hate it, dog, because it's so much fucking work. And I didn't know. I didn't know. When I was over here sucking dick, I thought I had fucking so many problems.
She stares out across the audience and shrugs.
I did. But now I think back on it, I was chilling, bro. Now that I'm over here doing man shit, like, dog, I was chilling. Because there's not a lot of requirements over here. All you got to do, show up, suck the dick, make a sandwich, play Madden. And you don't even got to be good at Madden. You just mash the buttons. That nigga be like, she's so good to me. She tried to play Madden. I love her.
Sam glances around and glowers at the mic.
Now I'm over here being a junior man? No. No. I'd be like, God, please take me back to living righteously. This lifestyle sucks. It sucks. And if dudes could tell you, I wouldn't, you know what I mean? Like, if dudes could express what it is, but they can't. Like, men never get a chance to talk about their plight as a man, what they go through as a man, because women won't let them, because women are awful, you won't let them. Y'all won't let men talk. Y'all won't let them fucking say what they gotta say. And I wish I could have heard about them, because if I would have known how hard it was to be a man, I wouldn't have picked this one. This one, like this one, the boy one. I'm not saying you choose to be gay, but you do choose the style, and I wouldn't have picked man style had I known this is what was gonna come with it. Everything changed when I came over here. First thing changed is, like, I had to have money and shit. Like, you have to have money. Like, any nigga who's like, no, you don't. He's like a pimp, which is not a good person. But, like, to be a man, you have that money. That's first step. When I was over here sucking dick, I didn't need no money. I'm not saying I never had money, but I did not have money a lot of the times, and I was okay. I wasn't worried about it. I would still go outside. Like, I got titties. I suck dick. It'll work out. I'm not the ugliest bitch in the room. That's all you gotta do when you got titties and suck dick. Just don't be the ugliest bitch in the room. All you find the ugliest bitch and be like, I'm not gonna be hurt, and just keep pushing. And the night will shake. Yo, get something done. And then I stepped over here, junior manning, immediately. Well, can you buy me a drink? No, bitch, I'm out here empty pockets like you. What are we doing? It was confusing to me. So you gotta get money, first step. And that's hard to do, because to get money, you have to be fucking ambitious. You have to be ambitious. That's a big deal, because you have to figure out how you're going to get the money. I wasn't ambitious sucking dick. And I'm not saying women don't have ambition. I'm saying it's not a requirement to suck dick. Like, dick ain't never asked my goals before I sucked it. Dick don't care about that. But as soon as I started eating box, what you want to be in the world? Bitch, I don't know, a scientist? I don't know. Just making shit up. And then you gotta keep the money. That's a whole nother job. Maintain what you built. That's a man's job. That's not a woman's job. A woman could build something up, then burn it down, literally herself. If you're a man, you build it and you maintain it. That is work. That is work. And it's pressure. Because you know if you drop the ball, she's gone. You can't have a woman living like this and then be like, now we broke. She's leaving. That's why Franklin Saint was so stressed out. He was like, I got 3 months to fix it with this bitch. Or she's running off with my baby. It was stressful. Because that's the truth. That's why I hate when I see dudes with, like, a certain type of woman, and women judge that. Like, they'll see a guy of a certain caliber. They think he's super attractive. He's fine. They feel like he's with a woman that's not of his caliber. And they're like, ugh, what's he doing? Why is he with that fat bitch with the Crocs? It's like, I'll tell you what he's doing, keeping a peace of mind. That's what he's doing. He figured out his money, and he knows he can keep a fat bitch in Crocs till he's dead. Stress-free. And even the fat bitch in the Crocs is gonna complain eventually. Like, I don't even have all the charms I want for my car. He said, I gotta wait till next month for my Michael Kors charms and shit. Funky bitch. It's stressful. Not only do you gotta do that, you gotta maintain, you gotta fuck, you gotta fuck, also you gotta die. You gotta die for women. I didn't know about that. Like, you gotta be dead. If shit really go down, they expect you to die. And I didn't think about that when I hopped in these underwears with the dick holes, being dead. Being dead. Truly being dead, bro. That's crazy. That is a crazy expectation to just expect because someone is a gender or representing a gender that they'll just get up and be dead for you. And it's not even just like women you've known forever that you love. Any bitch, like, you gotta die. You gotta die. I know which one you are. You the boy one. You gotta die.
She points to someone in the audience.
Because you the boy one. Dead. That's the expectation. She expects you to die. Die, bro. You ever really think about that? Die. Like, I know you know, but do you know? You know what I'm saying? Like, if it really gets serious, you have to step up. And I know you're like, maybe you don't even know these bitches. I don't know your relationship. But it doesn't matter. Even if you don't know them, if you're around them and you don't die, you killed these bitches. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? Because you have a dick. If you don't sacrifice your life, if these two bitches die next to you and you don't come up wounded and stabbed, then you killed them. And you're a bad man. Because that's the deal. When you're stepping into that massive space, die for bitches. Be dead. Like, you got to die for a motherfucker who don't listen. Make that make sense. A motherfucker who won't let you tell them how not to be dead. You try to tell them, I know what I'm doing and shit. Shut the fuck up. No, you don't. It's stressful. And I'm not judging, ladies. I've been where you are. I'm saying I miss it. I miss sucking a nigga's dick and just laying on his chest and forgetting about the world. I do. That's what I'm saying. I'm not judging you, ladies. I'm just reminiscing. Like, I don't miss the action of sucking dick, but I do miss the lifestyle. The shit was nice. I do. You just snuggle up to a dude. I'm like, It's 10 p.m. I'm your problem now. You better hope I wake up in the morning. Meanwhile, he's up like a man at a nice watch, checking every window. There's so many entry points. This is so stressful. And if she die on you, that's fucked up too. You know that, right? She die on you, you fuck. You fuck, because her family gonna be at you. How could you let her be dead? She was with you. You was together, how could you let something like that happen? As if they didn't raise the goofy bitch. You raised her. You seen the way this bitch crossed the street. What the fuck does that have to do with me? Nothing. I did my best. I kept the bitch alive as long as I could. Please get out of my face. This is crazy.
She paces back and forth on the stage.
It's absolutely too much. It's just always shit to do. You never get a break. When I was over here sucking dick, I got so many breaks. I didn't realize how much free time I had. So much free time. Because a lot of the jobs that I had when I was over here sucking dick, I made them up. Because when I was over here, I would do something like rearrange a dude's sock draw. And I'd switch his socks around. I'd be like, I notice when he come in, he go to the left side for the light socks and the right side for the dark socks. So I'm gonna put the right side on the left side on the right side. You know, just doing some shit he didn't even ask me to do. That's just doing shit. And then he'll come in and just grab the socks and I'll be like, he doesn't see me. What a selfish bastard. And that's all it is with this shit, you know? We're all just thinking about a different thing. It's no one's being shitty. Everyone's just preoccupied with their shit. That's truly what it is. Because there's so many jobs over here that I didn't understand until I had to start doing these fucking jobs. Like, I'm on trash now. I'm on trash. I'm on trash. Like, I'm on trash. Don't shake your head, bitch. Like, no way would I ever be on trash. I know. That's why I'm on it. And I never thought my life would be this closely connected to garbage. But me and garbage, we're hand in hand. It is a fucking job. It is a job. And I'm honestly, like, the first time I took out the trash for a lady, I was just posturing. I didn't even want to be, like, a part of the trash like that. I was just trying to, like, look like I had it all together, you know? Like, she was like, can you take out the trash? And I was like, yeah, I got the motherfucking trash, you know? And then the next day, she was like, again. And I was like, oh, so it's always me? I'm always on the trash? We don't switch off or nothing like that. And I didn't know until I got involved with the trash. And, like, I'm sorry. Any man in here? Because I did it. I was a bitch making niggas get trash. And I wasn't being a good person. And if you're in this room, I apologize. Because it's, like, it's constant. And you got to come fast, too. I didn't know how quick they want the response. They want, thank you, brother. They want it so fast. I didn't know the time frame with the trash. Like, as soon as they go, trash, you got to. Because if you don't, she'd be at you, bro. Trash, trash, trash. It's like, my name is Samaria, bitch. Like, what?
Sam stares out and shifts her weight.
And there's always a lot, so much trash. It's just never, no, like, you never get all the trash. You can try your hardest. I scour the bathroom. I go through every corner of the house. I think I have all the trash. I never have all the trash. And I'll get all the trash in, like, a little center, and I'll feel good. That's what she's reduced me to. Once I have my pile of trash, I'm proud. I'm like, you did good. You got all the trash. It's fucked up. And I think because I'm on trash, she's disrespectful with the trash, too. Not for nothing. I feel like if she was on trash, it would be a neat, orderly situation. It would be clean and nice. But because I'm on trash, it's fucking chaos. And I'm not supposed to say nothing. The other day, I went to take out the trash, and there was a raw, loose, naked chicken breast on the top. On the top. What is that? And I spoke up, because I'm a junior man. I'm not a man yet. You know what I'm saying? I feel like a man, they don't speak up. Like, bro, you wouldn't speak up, because you're like, I gotta be a fucking man. But I got ovaries, so I be talking and shit. I don't give a fuck. But you like, I just gotta be a man and just handle the trash. So you won't say nothing. You'll just tie, you'll just see the loose raw breast, and you'll just be like, bitch. And then you'll just tie it up and take it out, and then you'll do some weird shit like gamble the mortgage later. And she'll be like, why'd he do that? And like, that trash that he didn't say nothing about. He hates you. Bitch, he hates you. But I speak up. I say shit. So I seen the raw, loose breast, and I was like, yo, what up with the breast? It's raw, loose, and naked, and on the top and shit. What's the plan for that? Because I wanted to involve her. I was like, you need to get in on this. It's loose and raw. And she was like, just push it down. With my hands, bitch? With my hands? Who the fuck you think I am, a Viking? I fucking want the trash.
She mimes licking the chicken breast and flexes, then continues idly pacing around the stage.
And it's different trash for different days. I didn't know that. I didn't know you had to be a part of the trash 7 days a week. I finally understand my father. I thought he was a psychopath. I was like, what is wrong with this dude? He just runs around the house screaming and kicking shit over the trash. Now I know the trash is serious business. Because Tuesdays, Boxing Day, Wednesdays, Glasses Day, you know what I mean? So you gotta be on this shit. I was out with my homeboy the other day, and he was like, yo, this is a good hang for a Tuesday. I freaked out. I was like, Tuesday is Boxing Day. I gotta go. I didn't put out the boxes. We're fucked. Because tomorrow is Glasses Day. You can't put the boxes out on Glass Day. Fucking up my whole trash week. Job. I also learned I gotta hold the door for my fiance. That's another job. I gotta hold the door for her. Yeah, I didn't know that when I stepped into this man role, that I was gonna have to hold the door for somebody with working arms. I didn't understand that job, cause I had seen her arms and they was working a lot. So I was like, she got doors. And we've been dating for over 17 years, so this is early in our relationship. We go to a restaurant. And I walk in, and she was behind me, and then suddenly, she just wasn't. And I thought it was weird, so I went to the bar and got a drink. I was like, that's odd. So I'm standing at the bar with my drink, and she comes busting in the restaurant. And she's like, you're so fucking selfish. You always do this shit. You're so inconsiderate. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Me? Selfish? And she's like, you keep letting the door slam in my face. Every time we go somewhere, you're just letting the door slam in my face. And it's like, I let the door slam in your face? Because what kind of psycho puts their arms to the side, watches a door slowly close in their fucking face, like, this injustice will not stand. It's like, put your arm out, baby girl, and it's, we're done with this. This is stupid. But now I hold the door. That's what I do. I do. I hold that motherfucker. Because I don't want to get in any fights. It's not because she's right. I just don't feel like fucking arguing. So as soon as a car service or anything pulls up, I run out and I get to that door and I'm standing there. Come on. Waiting at whatever restaurant or bar we're going to. Recently, I was standing there holding the door, doing my job, waiting for her to float in this building. And she comes walking by, and under her breath, she goes, you never wait for me to get out the car anymore. And I almost threw this bitch into traffic. Because how can I do both? How can I be the hold the door nigga and the wait for you to get out the car nigga? I just want to know. Because these are two separate jobs. This is a valet and a concierge. I don't know how to do these both. This is fucking crazy, dog. And I heard it, and I couldn't let it go. Because again, I'm a junior man. My ovaries could not drop it. And I wish I could. I wish I was a man in my Charizard form. I feel like every man wants to get there, no matter where you're at, in your manhood, you know? And I want that for myself. I hope I get there one day. I'm just not there yet. Because I feel like men in their Charizard form, they have this unique ability to ignore bitches, you know? Like women be like, yang, 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 and they be like, bitches, and they just keep living. It don't even fuck with them. But I'm not there. I be arguing and shit. So she said what she said. My ovaries was like, you heard that? And I was like, I did. So I went up to her and I was like, yo, what did you say? And she was like, I didn't say anything. And I was like, yes, you did. You said I don't open the car door for you and wait for you to get out the car. But also I gotta be over here, holding the door for you over here. How am I supposed to be in two places at once? And not for nothing, why don't you want to do anything to get yourself into this fucking building? You just want to float out the car, float into the building? What kind of sick shit is that when you're the one who wanted to come here? None of this makes sense to me. And I'm yelling, so she starts crying because she was wrong.
Sam rolls her eyes.
So now she's crying because she's wrong, and so I have to stop yelling. You know what I mean? Because you can't just be screaming on a woman who's crying in public. In the house, I'd be like, bitch, no one cares. Give a fuck about these tears, bitch. You always do this shit. Fuck your fort, you know? Go full baby boy on her. But in public, you gotta calm down, because if you do that in public, people will just walk by like, she gets hit. So she starts crying, and I'm like, what you crying for? And she's like, because you don't think about me. That's the whole thing. You're never considering me. I'm like, what am I not thinking about? She's like, you don't think about what could happen to me. Anything could have happened to me back there. And I'm like, what the fuck could have happened to you? And she goes, I could have got took. And it's like, bitch, you're 40. Who's taking you? Who is taking you? I am so sick of her and this getting took always being on the menu. And I'm not saying women don't get took at all. I'm a woman. I get it. We are very vulnerable. Women do get took all ages and shit, but not at the rate you hoes is acting like. No. It's not happening crazy like that. I'm 41 years old, ain't been took yet, bitch. Not once. And also, if someone's taking you, say something. Your feet behind me. All you gotta do is go, baby, they taking me. I'm gonna turn around. Don't take her. Don't take her. She with me. Stop that. She not loose. She with somebody. You wanna take somebody, take your ass to an alley. Get you a takeable, bitch. This is America. We don't take people on a main street. You're acting crazy.
She glances out over the crowd and sniffs while pacing.
But that's the thing with this whole shit. That's why I realized it's just perspective. Now I've been on both sides of this shit. I'm like, bro, no one's wrong. We just don't have empathy for one another. It's hard for you to go to the other side because you don't ever have to live the other side. And that's what I feel like is going on in all the conversations we're having as a society, race, gender, everything we're talking about. But empathy is like the hardest thing to fucking do. It's so hard to truly put yourself in another person's shoes, think from another person's perspective, to try to figure out why they might be the way they are, think the way they are, have the prejudices they have. That's damn near impossible. I only did it once, and that's when I went from sucking dick to eating pussy. And you can't ask everyone to make that leap, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, how do the rest of us get here? I don't know, you know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna pretend that I have the answers, I do not. But I don't think we're doing the right things. I feel like we're trying to put a Band-Aid on a gaping wound. Like, empathy's so hard, we're trying to do everything around it, you know? So we're doing stuff like we're policing words, but we're not policing behavior. So we'll tell somebody, oh, you can't say this about this person. You should, but we're still treating these people like shit. So, like, what does it matter? And honestly, I'd rather you call me the word so I know not to fuck with you than to not call me the word, make me think it's cool, and then treat me like a piece of shit. Because that's way more confusing. And in that policing the words, we're also taking away words we need. So there's words in society we no longer have access to because we're so afraid of offending anybody and we're so ready to police people rather than listen to people that we don't even have a conversation any fucking more. So now there's words we need that we don't have access to, like retarded. We still need retarded. Don't die, ma'am. It's the truth. Stay alive, please. I have a point. We still need retarded. We move too quick on retarded. And I personally love retarded. There's so many times where I'm just like, ooh, I wish I could grab retarded right now. And the problem to me was never with the word retarded. It was just that we were calling the wrong people retarded. And that's on us. People with autism are not retarded. They have autism. We understand that their brain just works differently. It processes experience differently. Fine. People with Down syndrome aren't retarded. Again, they just process this experience differently. Any type of learning delay or learning disorder, you're not retarded. You just learn differently, as we all do in actuality. But Herschel Walker is retarded. That's a retarded nigga if I've ever seen one. I kind of feel like retarded is something that has to happen to you. Like, you can't be born retarded, like, but it gotta be like you just chilling and get hit by a brick and then you're like, Dracula should be the president. And it's like, oh, that nigga gone retarded. That's fucked up. Out of all of them, I really think that autism gets the worst rep. And I know autism has levels of severity, but mostly what I hear from autism is like, oh, they don't understand social cues. They're weird in social settings because they don't get social cues. And it's like, oh, so they don't know how to lie? Because that's all social cues are. It's this unwritten agreement we've made to be liars with one another. To see things and pretend we don't see them. To hear things and pretend we don't hear them. To smell things and pretend we don't smell them. And an autistic person's just like, what's that on your face? Which I appreciate. Every time an autistic person comes around, I get the answers I've been waiting for. I'd be like, damn, I wanted to know what's going on with that nigga foot. Thank you. And it's never malicious. Like, if you tell them, they're never malicious about it. If they're like, what's wrong with your face? And you're like, you know what's wrong with my face? I was more pressed up against my mother's uterus, so I know nerve endings develop right here. So I have this big purple blotch on my face. They're like, cool, you want to play Nintendo? They don't care. Unlike us, who won't ask and play Nintendo like this the whole time. Like a fucking retard. Ask the question. Also in all that policing, we get the people who like to be the cops. That's a whole nother little irritating fucking group, right? Like, the wagon, you're trash. The wagon, you're garbage. Because we're all garbage. None of us are good. We have parts that are good, parts that are bad. It's yin and yang. That is the balance. We all got shittiness in us. We all got things that we're overlooking. We all have things in the world that we know are horrific, and we're just like, I don't care. We're all pieces of shit, a little bit. We all have that. It's inside of all of us. Like, I was watching a documentary about these, like, suicidal walruses, right? Right, so there's, like, the walruses, right? in Arctic, there's no more food and shit because we melted everything. So now these motherfuckers, they climb up cliffs trying to find food, but they're bottom heavy. So they can get up, but they can't get down. So they get to these cliffs, they get fucking stuck up there, and then they're just like, damn, I don't know what to do. They start to starve to death, and then they just hurl themselves off these cliffs to their death. And I watched this for 30 minutes, and I was like, I don't give a shit. I don't give a fuck. Like, I just don't have room in my life for this. I know you're horrified, ma'am, but I got a lot of other shit going on, and I just don't have room in my life for suicidal warrior shit. I know it's bad, but I just don't fucking care. I don't. And all of us have something like that. We do. We all have something where we just we can't make room for it. Every single, and if you're in here like, no, not me, I care about all the things. It's not true. Because I was getting high, and I was thinking about it, and I was like, no one advocates for midgets. Nobody. Nobody. I never hear any midget advocacy, ever. And I hear a lot of advocacy, just all types. It's like, you can think anything. There's like, fucking people with bifocals matter, fucking 4C hair rally, fucking.
Sam spreads her arms and stares at someone in the audience.
Right, we down to specific types of naps. But do you ever hear these motherfuckers talking about the midgets? No. And then I thought about my whole life. I've never heard any midget, like, I've never seen a midget march. I've never seen a midget episode of Fresh Prince. I never heard about a midget Bill of Rights. No shit like that. No shit like that, bro. And it's fucked up because midgets been around forever. There's been midgets forever. That's how long, think about how long we've been overlooking midgets. They've been around before all this shit. They've been around since the beginning of the time. We called them trolls. That's how long. Consider that. That's how long, bro. And there's all types of midgets, too. Like, midgets aren't just one group. I could get it if they were just black midgets and it's like, fuck the black midgets. No, they're everything. There's black midgets, white midgets, Asian midgets, trans midgets, which if you're a trans midget, good luck. I want us to get to you, but I don't think we will. Sorry. It's called world, you know what I'm saying? It's trash, bro. And I feel the room getting tight. I feel y'all all tight in the butt. Because I keep saying midget. I know what I'm doing. And you're like, Sam, we're not midgets, little people. Be respectful. And to that I say, suck my dick. Because not one of you thought about a midget today before I said it. Y'all all walked through this heavy-ass door. Did you go, how does a midget get through this door? No. You did not. Y'all all ordered from the bar. Did you see a midget menu for they little digestive system? Have you ever seen that? You haven't, have you, ma'am? But you were so worked up about suicidal walruses, wasn't you? You gave so much of a fuck.
She shakes her head at a woman in the front row.
We all go to restaurants, just order our food. We don't sell midget menu for their little bodies, no, because we don't give a fuck. We'll be like, here's an 18-ounce beer. Don't die, you little bitch. Save yourself, midget. Not my problem. It's fucked up, bro. I watched a little man struggle with a door. It was fucked up. I didn't help. I wanted to see how he did it. That little motherfucker was...
She mimes reaching up over her head.
He was trying hard. I'll tell you what he didn't do. He didn't put his arms to the fucking side like a sick fuck. Wait for somebody else to do something about it. He got active. And he got through that goddamn door.
Sam paces around under the spotlight.
And I thought about this in the joke. I said, should you stop saying midgets? So you just say little people. One, midgets is funnier. But two, I don't even know why I shouldn't call them midgets. And that's what stumped me. I was like, I'll stop saying this word once I know why this word is bad. Because that's how much we don't give a fuck about midgets. We don't even learn midget history. We know nothing of the midget atrocities. Like, I know why I'm not supposed to say every other word. I know why I'm not supposed to say nigger because it translates slave trade and how black, white people treated black people. I know why I'm not supposed to say spick because of Zusu riots and Latin people in this country. I know I'm not supposed to say chink because of the railroads and how we treated Asian people when they came to this country. I know I'm not supposed to say cracker because white people are sensitive. Very sensitive. But I have no idea why I'm not supposed to say midget. One day they was just like, don't say it. They don't like it. They'll bite your ankles. It's not a good enough reason. And it's really crazy to me because we made so much advancement in technology and stuff to how to help people. And it doesn't take much to help a midget. It's really just the little things. Sit. And we do all this extreme stuff to help others, bro. Like, we got all, like, we like if you lose your legs, we got, like, five different legs at this point. If we like, what you want? The bouncy joints, the straight up and downs? What kind of legs you want, baby? We'll freak your legs out, dog. We will freak your legs out. I almost want to lose my legs and get some of them bionic, some super joints. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, these new legs look kind of popping. God, please don't let me lose my legs. I didn't mean that.
She laughs to herself.
But it takes nothing to help midgets, bro. You don't need all that shit. We got super bionic hearing now. You go basically deaf. We can put some shit in your ear. You can hear a hummingbird miles away. And all it takes to help midgets is putting a little door in a big door. We do it for dogs. And that's why I know we all suck. Everybody's trash. No one's particularly being trash on purpose. It's just a part of our fucking natural existence. And once I accepted that, I could let go of a lot of stuff. Like, I'm a lot freer because I don't take when people are being garbage to me as personal. Because it's not. I'm not at the center of anyone's universe. People are just moving around, being their normal garbage selves as I'm moving around, being my normal garbage self, you know? And that's really helped me when I think about race in America as a black person. Because especially when it came to race stuff, I would put myself at the center of race stuff. And I'd be like, oh my God, why are white people so evil? Why do they hate me? And now I don't think that. I don't think white people evil hate me. I don't. Like, I don't think the average white person here is just evil. Like, everybody can have some evil in them, of course. But, like, it's not exclusive to white people. Yes, there's evil white people and evil white people with power, but there's also Clarence Thomas. So, like, anybody could be trash, you know? And I don't think the average white person is on some evil shit. Like, I don't think the average white person wakes up and they're like, how do I destroy niggas' lives today? I don't think that's what's happening. I just think they wake up and they just be white. And they go do white stuff. Like, I don't know, buy boxed wine, eat half-cooked hot dogs. Have a white day. And then black people are like, see my pain. And then white people are like, I gotta get to Target. So how long is it gonna take to see it? If I can see it in 20, you got me. But if it's going to take longer than 20, I got to go. And I think it's that simple. It's not as personal as we make it. And now that I've accepted that, I just go along and just have my black days. I wash my legs. I respect my mom. I do my stuff. And I don't put any of this shit on that high of a status. And in that, I've been able to let go of a lot when it comes to this race stuff. And also, I've been able to embrace a lot. And the same way I've been able to let go a lot, I can look at other things I used to judge white people for, and I look at them differently. I'm not as like, because I don't need to win anymore. I'm just like, we're all just people in here bumping around, you know? Like, recently I went to the park, and I was high on shrooms. I love shrooms. I think more black people should do them. They're amazing. They're great. And I went to the park, and I was high on shrooms, and I went to the park to watch a golden retriever lay in the sun. That was the goal, because I know how to do shrooms. And while I'm waiting for this golden retriever to show up, a bunch of white people show up, like 9, 10 of them. And then a DJ shows up, and a park jam breaks out. So the park jam breaks out, DJ, and the white people are like, doing the white people shit. That's not, you know what I'm saying? Not how they dance on TikTok when they're trying to show they could dance like us, but how they dance when they be dancing, you know? And I watched these white people dance for an hour and a half. An hour and a half straight, bro. Couldn't keep my eyes off because I was baked. And for an hour and a half, they were offbeat. An hour and a half straight, and they were offbeat the entire fucking time. Like, they never even synced up with the beat on accident. Like, wrap your mind around that. hour and a half straight, never even synced up with the beat on accident. And I know what you're thinking. You think you know where this joke is going. You think I'm a black comic up here talking about white people dancing off beat. It's easy. I'm gonna just be like, stupid crackers, don't even know how to dance. But they goofy cracker asses dancing all off beat. Goofy ass crackers, can't even dance right. But you gotta remember, I'm on shrooms, so I'm wokey, woke, woke. Thinking on a whole nother level. I watch these white people dance off beat for an hour and a half, and all I can think to myself is, these niggas are so free. White people really be doing whatever the fuck they wanna do. Like nothing binds them, not even the beat binds them. They're free of the fucking beat. And then it dawned on me, nigga, you been a slave to the beat. Your whole fucking life. Because every black person has been a little kid and you tried to go off beat. You tried to be free. You be little and you throw a leg out and then an auntie come out of nowhere. What the fuck you doing? Better pull your leg back before something happen. Like, what's gonna happen? Joy? And in the same way I can embrace some of the shit white people do, I care less about some of the shit they do too. Like, I've let some shit go. Like, I don't be taking shit, like, you know, when they are actually being racist and annoying, I'm not as upset by it because I put it all in perspective, you know? Like, I don't care about the word nigger anymore, like Hardy R, nigger. I don't give a fuck. I don't. Say it, sing it, put it in your white chants. I don't care. I don't care. And I hear the silence. I know what you're thinking. Whoa, Sam, that's a big swing. But it's not, because I've really thought about this shit. And I'm like, yo, first of all, I can't give the white people of today the same power as the white people of the past. I'm not in the same position as people of the past. And also, these ain't the same white people. I've read enough history books to know. I used to read history books about motherfuckers, and they're like, and he rode a bear from California to Maine, jumped off its back, cut off his head, and said, this is New England. And now it's just like niggas that go to Dunkin' Donuts. So I'm not as threatened by all this. And also, you just gotta put this shit in perspective, right? Like, I feel like when it comes to the word nigger, hard ER, gotta think about the white people that are using it. Like, when I hear a white person say nigger, it's never a white person on the rise. Not these days. It's never a white person who's got their shit together and they're on their way to the top. It's always a white person who's falling down the mountain and nigger is the last branch they could grab before they break their fucking necks. And I'm just choosing to get out the way and let them fall, you know what I mean? Because it used to be like a black man would go to a bank or someplace respectable and he'd try to get himself a loan. And they'd be like, no, you can't have this loan, nigga. And he'd be like, damn, these crackers done it again. But now it's just a fat white bitch at a Walmart on a scooter like, nigga, nigga, nigga. And it's like, baby girl, your legs don't work. We not doing this. I'm gonna walk to the Oreo. Like, if you right there, white dude in the back, like, if you jumped up right now and you were like, shut up, nigger bitch, I would know you're poor. Because only poor white people say nigger in public. In public? Ew. How uncouth. That is trailer park shit. Gross. I don't care about blackface either. Paint your ugly ass face. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. Paint your stupid, ugly face. I'm so sick of it, bro. Every Halloween, white people do blackface. And every Halloween, black people cry. I'm done with it. We need to stop it. Like, every Halloween, they do this shit. And every Halloween, we're like, please stop. Sambos and the minstrel shows. It hurts us so bad. And then we tote out our smartest and best niggas. Cornel West comes out. The Nigga Face Act of 1876 says you shouldn't do that shit. Whatever the fuck. And every Halloween, white people are like, are you still sad? I just want to be Diana Ross. I don't. It's like I gotta be worked up about what a bitch in Cincinnati does in a bathroom on a Tuesday. This is my life. No, I don't care. Paint your ugly, dumb face. Have fun. I don't know why when we see blackface, we just don't do whiteface. Just do it back to them. Like, we think they're goofy. We have access to makeup. Why are we? Make fun of these niggas. And if you need it quick, because that's what I want to see next Halloween. All I want to see is tons and tons of white face to combat blackface. I don't want to hear no crying news stories. I just want to hear report after report of white face. I want to hear so many white face reports that white people start getting angry. Like, it's not funny. We don't get the joke. And this is what you do if you need a quick white face outfit. This is what you do. I'm gonna tell you how to do it quick. You gotta do it on the fly, like it's an emergency. Like you go to a Halloween party, there's someone dressed like Eazy-E, but their name's Timothy Chalamet. This is what you do. This is how you do it quick. First thing you do, go to Party City, you get you a wig, put it on your head, and spin it. And wherever it stops, that's your hair. Make no other effort. That's it, you're done with that part. Then go to Home Depot, get you a board, put it in your butt, flatten out your butt. That's just a classic. Gotta throw it back, remind them who they were. You know what I'm saying? And then last, go get yourself a bunch of pet hair, rub it all over your clothes, and then come outside and start trying to tell niggas what to do and shit. White people love being disheveled and trying to be in charge. Arr, 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 arr. Fix your fucking shirt before you come out here trying to tell people where they get to be, sir. We don't believe you with your shirt like that. With all that dog hair on your shirt, nobody believes you. No one thinks you're the boss. Go away.
Sam's shoulders bounce as she laughs to herself.
Because we're all thinking fucked up shit. Because we're all terrible and trash. Like, white people don't have an exclusivity on this. We all think some crazy shit. Like, white people, we think a lot of fucked up shit about white people that they don't know about. They have fucked up thoughts about us. We have fucked up thoughts about them. The only difference is they be saying they shit on the news. And we be whispering our shit in corners and shit. We think fucked up shit about y'all, too. We do. You want to know something? All right, I'll tell you three things. One thing we think your breath is milky. Like y'all always have like a coffee dairy, like a coffee creamer, like a dairy, milky, cheesy thing that's going, see how she laughing at you? Like she loves you, but it's always like a little hint of milk, dairy situation. And it's morning, noon, and night, and y'all just be all like, talking all close, and people be like, oh my God, it came with this milk breath coming all crazy at me. And we hate it, like black people hate it. Like if you work in an office, when you come in, if you see the black people like start going this way, it's because they're like, here she come with that milk breath, trying to talk in everybody's face, all milky. Another thing we think, I'll move it to y'all white too. Another thing we think, we don't think you wash good, and that's everything. I know, don't be shocked, ma'am. I'm telling you, we don't believe in nothing you wash, and that's everything, like countertops, your ass, chicken. It don't matter. If you cleaned it, we don't trust it. That's a fact. If you cleaned it, we go behind you and we clean it again. We do. And if we can't do that, we throw it away. We put it in the trash and we push it down. Push it down. We don't fuck with it. And if our kids touch it, we beat them. Don't touch that! You touch that! A white person touch it! You're gonna die now. We don't trust it. And I think that's because we cleaned up after you. So I think that one, we have the right to say. And last, we think you smell like wet dogs when you get wet by the rain. Yeah. I can't believe how shocked you are about this. Yeah, we do. We think you didn't know? We think you smell like wet dogs. I know, it's fucked up. And honestly, that's the one I think is racist. I thought about it long and hard. That's the fucked up one. And the reason why it's fucked up is because I don't even know that it's true. I just heard it so young, I don't know what else to think. And I think that's how racism works. I feel like every black person, you're a little kid, You a little kid, it's your first day at school, your father gonna go mingle with the whites, you got your backpack on, and you're at your door, and you're excited, and your mother just whispers in your ear, and they smell like wet dogs in the rain, go! And you're like, what? What? Wet dogs? Why dogs? They're people. Why would they smell like a dog? That's so crazy. Are you telling me they're half dog? If they're half dog, just tell me! And then one day, you smell a wet white person, and you're like, well, it don't smell like me. So it must be a dog. I'm not gonna say that anymore. I'm not, because I think it's bad. I'm not gonna say white people smell like wet dogs. I'm gonna call the smell wet white. Till we identify it, like how Washington named their football team. We just gotta generalize it till we figure it out. And that's the deal, we're all shitty. We're all thinking fucked up shit about each other. And the only way we're gonna solve any of this stuff is if we start meeting people where they're at. You gotta go where people at to see why they are the way they are. You gotta be, you know, on the ground with motherfuckers. Seeing how they live so you can understand their prejudices. Seeing how they eat, seeing what they do. It's part of empathy. You gotta actually see their fucking environment. I do it all the time when it comes to men. I'm around men a lot, because remember, I used to be over here sucking dick. Then I became a junior man. So now I be in men's environment. I be where they at, mixing it up with them and shit. Like recently, I was in a group chat with my homies, and I was being shitty. And my homie Langston called me out. He was like, yo, why you being such a bitch? Right, see how you woo? That's the first thing my ovaries did. They was like, whoa, bitch, don't allow that. You know what I'm saying? Queen Latifah went off in my head, you and Auntie one. Like, get this nigga, don't let that happen. But then I just decided to tell the truth. I was like, he's my homie, he's asking, and I am being shitty. So I responded, and I was like, yo, dog, I'm on my period. And everything y'all are doing is making me mad. And then my homie Chris responded immediately. He was like, damn, to think about my nigga bleeding all day? That's really fucked up, my nigga. We gotta do something about this period shit. It's wild, dog. Like, thank you, bro. I also go to the men's bathroom a lot because I dress this way and I hate waiting in lines. It's the truth. I think it's stupid. I hate when I see a long line to the women's bathroom and there's no line to the men's bathroom and all the women are just lying like, just go pee over here. Like, it's open and free. And I know why we don't. I know why we don't pee in the men's bathroom again. I'm a whole lady. I get it. I was raised like y'all. It's like, oh, the men's bathroom's disgusting. It's so nasty in there. Think about it. It's boys. The men's bathroom's cleaner than the woman's bathroom. It is. That's a fact. It's way cleaner. The woman's bathroom is a nasty, nasty place, and we all know it. There's no need to get into the details, but I'll just say this to you, fellas. If you were ever in a public woman's bathroom, you would not eat nan one of these bitches' pussies. I promise you. If you saw what I saw, you wouldn't do it. It's disgusting. The men's bathroom is way cleaner. It smells like an open dick hole. That is true. The urine smell is strong. Like, it smells like your nose is on the urethra. Like, the smell of urine is potent. But if you could push past that, it's clean. And recently, I was in the men's bathroom. And this particular bathroom had two urinals in a stall. And there was a dude peeing in the urinal. And a dude peeing at the stall. And the reason why I knew there was a dude peeing in the stall is because the stall had no door. And that's also very common in the men's bathroom, because that's how free men are. We think they're all pent up. No, they'll use the bathroom without a door. And the stall is usually reserved for shitting. That's what the stall's for in the men's bathroom. So you gotta think about it. Men will shit without a door. Women would never do that. We would never shit with no door. We need to be like closeted. We'll lift our feet up so no one even sees our feet. To take a shit. But men will just drop a deuce and make eye contact, like, I don't care, nigga. And I figure it's because men are like, you know shitting's going on over here, and so if you look over here, you wanna watch a motherfucker shit, and that don't got nothing to do with me, that's something on you. I'ma keep living my life. But this particular time, there was a dude peeing in the stall, and a dude peeing at the urinal, so I had to wait, because I'm not ready to pee at the urinal yet. Not yet. Not yet. Like, at home, I'll hose it down. But it's not street ready and shit. You feel me, dog? It's not street ready. Like, I don't know, I'm gonna do it, you know what I'm saying? I got so much to think, my ass cheeks are gonna be out. I haven't figured out the mathematics. So I'm like, I'ma just wait on this stall. And by the way, the dude peeing in the stall, that motherfucker's pee was strong. He was peeing like thunder, da-da-da-da-da, strong-ass piss. I noticed, that's how strong it was. I was like, whoa, I wonder how that makes other men feel. That's intimidating piss, you know? So he's peeing, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then all of a sudden, he just looks up, and he goes, oh, shit. And I was like, what, is it Tuesday? Is it Boxing Day? The fuck is going on, bro? He was like, nah, you got titties. And I know what that meant, so I got in my stance. I was like, yeah, I got titties. What you trying to do? And then he sucked all the pee back up into his dick. Swoop. I don't know how dicks work, but that's what I saw. It was a strong-ass tree, and then he swooped it all up. And then he walked over to the urinal, started peeing in the urinal, and he said, go ahead, shorty. Do what you gotta do. And all I'm saying is chivalry ain't dead. You just gotta meet people where they at and have a little grace. Hey, y'all were fun as fuck. That was dope. Thank y'all so much. Thank you. This was great. Good night.
Credits: written and performed by Sam Jay. Executive producers Sam Jay, Kara Baker, David Martin. Directed by Linda Mendoza. Produced by Jackie Stolfi. More credits roll. Audio description created by 3Play Media, written by Glory Duda and Mitch Dedine, and narrated by Sydney Grieve. Logos, Donna's Daughter, Avalon, HBO, a presentation of Home Box Office.